Now, we're about to begin lesson number 4, which will take us from Revi'i of Parshas Tazria to Chamishi of Parshas Tazria. Again, a very short Parsha and a very short lesson. And we're going now beyond the Shechin to something else called a Mikvah. Now, you remember the Shechin is a mark on the body which comes about from a blow, force, not from heat, from fire. A mikvah, which we're about to study now, is the result of a burn. It's a scar tissue from a burn. So let's learn about that. Ovosor ki yihyeva oro mikvaseish. If it has this mikvah, which is the scar of a burn, vahoysa michyas ha mikvah baheres. Livono adam demes o livono. And suppose now, as this mikvah heals, it's turned the color of either baheres pitucha, pe tof vov chof he, which means a pinkish mix of red and white, or it's pure white. So we have this this simon again. Now notice, when the Kohen looks at the discoloration, whether for a shchin, which ultimately began from a blow, or a mikvah, which ultimately began from a burn, from fire, they appear the same thing. On the surface, they're either red and white pink, or they're pure white. Why then are they treated separately? So Rashi tells us, again, a Mishnah, that these two are not mitstarfin lichigris, meaning, in order for a blemish to be considered problematic at all, it has to at least be the size of a gris, of a certain type of bean, of a known size. Suppose you have a mikvah, a burn scar, which is less than a gris, half a gris, and you have a shchin, a blow scar, with half of a gris, and they're right adjacent one to another, then they're not mitzarif. You have no problem, because the Torah treats shchin and mikvah as if they were two separate things, although on the surface, literally on the surface of the skin, they appear identical. Halachically, they're two different things. So the Kohen takes a look at this mikvah. And again, v'ro'osu ha-Kohen v'hinei nepach, se'o lovom ha-baheres u'mareho, omok min ha-or tzo ra'asi, ba-mikvah porocho v'timeyo so ha-Kohen nega tzo ra'asi. If this mikvah, like the shchin, has white hairs, is a certain degree of whiteness so that it appears to be deeper than its background, tomei muchlat. That's the end of the story. However, v'im yire'eno ha-Kohen v'hinei ein ba-baheres se'o lovom. Suppose there is no white hair. It seems to have faded in color. You require a hesker. 7 days. One period of hesker. At the end of that period, the Kohen looks on day 7. In pasosif seba'or, if there's been spread, pisayon, v'timei ha-Kohen oso negatzorasi. V'im tachteha sa'amod ha-baheres lo fosesova or v'hichei hose eisa mikvoi. If it has not spread, then it is merely the remnant of this scar, no problem. V'tiharo ha-kohen ki tzorebes ha-mikvohu. It is a mark, a residual mark, but nothing problematic. So the halachos of shchin and mikvah are identical. Identical. They appear to be the same. Their ultimate cause is different, but they appear to be the same. They require hesker, and notice one period of hesker, not two. And at the end of that period of hesker, bisayon is a sign of tumah. So, as we've been studying, and we now reach Chamishi, we have seen that there are basically two large categories here of negoim. One is a nega b'or habosor, a nega on the skin, not as a result of a blow, not as a result of a burn, etc. Then we have a procedure, and there are simonei tumah, and these simonei tumah include se'olovon, michya, some healed flesh. You require not one Hesker period of a week, but an additional Hesker period of an additional week, etc. And then we have category number two, which has two components in category number two. They are Shechina and Mikvah. And the basic difference between category number one, a plain old nega, and category number two, a nega resulting from a blow or a burn, the basic differences are two. Number one, the second category requires no second week of Hesker, just 1 week of Hesker. The first category requires a second week of Hesker. And number two, notice, Michyo, a healed flesh, is not mentioned at all in category two. When we read of Shechin, or we read of Mikvah, there's no mention of Michyo. So Michyo, a piece of healed flesh, a bit of healed flesh, is only a simon tuma by category one, by a blemish which is found, which does not originate in a blow or a burn. If it originates in a blow or a burn, then the sign, a little bit of healed flesh, is possibly the sign of healing, and is not at all a sign of tumor. We've now reached Chamishi. That's the end of lecture number four of Parshas Tazria. Tomorrow we will go on to lecture number five, from Chamishi to Shishi.